welcome to the church house. Hey, welcome to the church house. Hey, welcome to the church house. Hey, welcome to the church house. Welcome to the church house. Welcome to the church house.
I can feel it in my soul when I'm walking in. Open up, I've been knocking, don't you want a man? He took the punishment of man, he let it fall on him. He gives eternal life to everyone who calls
on him. Hey, welcome to the church house. God could take your hurt out. Let him take your dirt out. Everything gon' work out. Why you asking questions, baby? Blessings stacked on blessings, baby. I'ma give my best to the day. Got checked all of my breath, look, baby. I'm with all my Houston brothers. It's my kingdom music, brother. God placed you in leadership. You better not go abuse it, brother. Celebrate the next man. When you do, make sure your motives are pure. If you can't celebrate the next man, boy, you never get yours. Hey, hop out of traffic. You can have it if it's time to go. I cast that devil out, you hate. What you hiding for? If you ain't rhyming for the kingdom, why you rhyming then? That cat rap, you just lying then. But step aside and look like a
welcome to the church house. Hey, welcome to the church house. Hey, welcome to the church house. Hey, welcome to the church house. Welcome to the church house. Welcome to the church house. I can feel it in my soul when I'm walking in. Open up, I've been knocking, don't you want a man? The punishment of man, he let it fall on him. He gives eternal life to everyone who calls on him.
I feel it in my bones while approaching the throne. Head and feet is where I've grown, never marching alone. I'm a soldier, scripture quoting, Bible toting, Jesus promoting, disciple coaching. My whole demeanor was hopeless, but now I'm a leader focused. Might as well be eating honey and locusts. Rocking camel skin the way I preach and repent. The kingdom of God's at hand, baptizing family and friends. Even dump some former enemies in the water. My way clearly pleasing the Father. I'm talking Proverbs 16:7. Some call me pastor, others know me as their street reverend. Been loving Christ since I was at least 7. Ran like the prodigal, but his pa gave me new life, no
C-section. Hey, welcome to the church house. 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 Welcome to the church house. Welcome to the church house.
I can feel it in my soul when I'm walking in. Open up, I've been knocking, don't you want a man? He took the punishment of man, he let it fall on him.
He gives eternal life to everyone who calls on him.
Look what God did in my life, I'm a walking testimony. I be shedding tears of joy because he blew his breath upon me. Ministry get busy, but I'm staying at your feet. I'm trusting in your will, I know you want the best for me. I'm bearing fruit till he pruned the branch, and I bear some more while I spirit dance. Put my life up in his hands and abiding you, this God's plan. Soldier walking with generals on front line, we fighting. My mind right, my heart pure, that oil flowing inside me. And yeah, my faith get tested still, but I know it's alright. That gon' give my God a chance to show out in my life. When you at the bottom, ain't nowhere to look but up. And we gon' give him glory. Hey, yo, welcome to the church.
Welcome to the church house. Hey, welcome to the church house. Hey, welcome to the church house. Hey, welcome to the church house. Welcome to the church house. Welcome to the church house.
I can feel it in my soul when I'm walking in. Open up, I've been knocking, don't you want a man? He took the punishment of man, he let it fall on him.
He gives eternal life to everyone who calls on him.
Yeah, welcome to the church, we got open arms, you can take a seat.
You good right here.
This is where it's love, spiritually it's good, you can feel the peace.
Feel it.
Gave his only son, put him on the cross, just for you and me.
You and me.
Think about his grace, how he shed his blood for every human being.
Come on.
I know you won't heal it, life is trouble, you're sick of the pain.
Pain.
Come here, let me take you to Jesus, I promise you, he'll make you whole again.
Yeah.
His choice is free indeed, and he believes in open doors.
Yeah.
He give you eternal life, take away your eternal scars. Disciples walk with you, you become part of the body.
Yeah.
Shoulders to lean on, keep you encouraged on this journey.
We got
you hungry, we'll feed you. This is daily bread, the living water, you never thirst again.
Hey, welcome to the church house. 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 Welcome to the church house. Welcome to the church house.
I can feel it in my soul when I'm walking in. Open up, I've been knocking, don't you want a man? He took the punishment of man, he let it fall on him.
He gives eternal life to everyone who calls on him.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the church house. Amen. Welcome to the church house. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world to Running for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Running for Christ Ministries, the Church of Teaching, Learning, and Doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with our proclamation, scripture, and prayer. And at Running for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And you know, this is Youth Saturday, and on the fourth and or fifth Saturday, we allow and invite our youth to participate in our morning worship service. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own youth, Isaiah Johnson. Thank you for being with us this morning, Isaiah.
Good morning. My name is Isaiah Johnson. Why we are here proclamation. We proclaim that Jesus the King pre-exists as God the Son. We sent by God the Father took on him a flesh and fulfillment of God's promises. Today died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures was buried. We raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, appeared to many witnesses. It's the right hand of God as the ruling Christ. He sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule. And we'll come back as the final judge to rule. Our scripture reading is 2 Corinthians 4:13-18. Second Corinthians 4:13-18. It is titled Our Present Weaknesses and Resurrection Life. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken since we have the same spirit of faith. We also believe and therefore speak because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise with us with Jesus and present to himself with you to himself. All this is for your benefit so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though our worldly we are wasting away. Yet, and worldly we are being renewed day by day for our light and momentary troubles are attractive for us and eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary. Temporary, but what is unseen is internal. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will participate in this worship service now or later. Father, we thank you today for this opportunity to offer you so much today, Christ, and Thanksgiving. We pray that our songs, prayers, and the preach word, bless Jesus, so that all who are today will be found. God says will be found. We ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many grieved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask for these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaiah Johnson, for that. We appreciate you, young lady, and have a great day. Okay. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service that our gracious pastor has prepared for us. And take it away, Pastor Ro.
You can have all. You can sing, have all of me. Sing, have all of me. Tell them I'm yours. I give you all of me. Give you all of me. Give you all of me. Now connect your heart with your mouth. You can have all of me. Have all of me. Have all. Say I'm yours. Give you all of me. I'm yours. You can have all. Cry out a sound of surrenderance tonight. Come on, I won't feed it to you. Our prayer tonight is that's our heart's cry. It sounds great, put some music, but it doesn't matter if it's not in your heart. It means nothing if you just say it with your mouth. So tonight my prayer is that you match your confession with your heart's posture. God, tonight as we cry out, God, you can have all of me. God, we expose every hidden thing. Every secret thing, every dirty thing we don't want anyone to see. God, tonight we give it to you. Yes, you can have all of us. Have all of us. Have all of us. Sing, I'm yours. Sing, I give you all. Give you all of me. Give you all.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
whatever you're in right now.
My people say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh. You look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh. You look so much better when you're oh,
I say,
oh, oh. You look so much better when you're oh, oh,
and why you waiting?
You look so much better when
yeah.
you're oh, oh,
and why you praying?
You look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh.
Look in the mirror.
You look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh.
Always remember.
You look so much better when you're smiling.
Come on. Power, y'all.
Came down from heaven.
Hardships, difficulties.
Right now.
Tears, storms. This is what I do.
I smile. Even though I'm thirsty, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I've been here for a while.
Still.
I smile.
Hey.
Smile.
Hallelujah.
You know how to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Show what hate.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better. You gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile. Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck.
But it only works if
you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you want to be happy?
Yeah.
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. This one right here.
It's so easy to complain. Addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let him take the wheel.
Hallelujah.
The love you need already gave.
But the question is,
do you
then open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance,
let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
Who to do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
Amen. 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 Thank you. We just thank you for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Thank you, Pastor Rose. Which takes us to time to Pastor God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. So following your selection, the next voice you will hear is one of our very own Runner for Christ youth, is Elijah Hunter, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. So meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Elijah Hunter as she comes and pray to the Lord. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo, I go by the name of Mario Winey. This is the moment you've all been waiting for. Yeah, I bring to you my auntie, CeCe Winans. Yo, CeCe, drop that purse.
I know that you think you can pray after that mistake, but I know it's the only way you can make it better. And I know situations get too much for you to take, and you feel like you won't break.
Pray, pray, we pray.
Because you are. My name is Anita Hunter. Let us go to the altar and pray. Our Father in heaven, we worship you because you are the Lord our God, because you are the God who made the sun, moon, sky, plants, birds, animals, and people. We thank you that you are a loving God that cares for us. We thank you for this day that you made for us, and we are happy that you woke us up to see it. We thank you for family, a place to call home, friends who are like family, teachers who help us understand, and all the blessings you have given us, like clean clothes and food to eat. Thank you, Lord, for every person who is kind to us, reminding us constantly to be kind to others. Please help us to live each day with joy in our hearts. We know that we make mistakes every day. We ask that you help us admit to them and mold us into the what places, please.
Holy.
Please guide us in the way that you want us to go. We thank you for keeping angels around us everywhere and protecting us from the enemy. We ask that you heal the sick, comfort those who are sad, provide water for the thirsty, food for the hungry, and clothes for those who don't have them. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. Lord, we say yes to your ways and your will for us, for our lives. We ask for all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, LaMasia. Amasia. For prayer and making our request known to God. We love and appreciate you. We just thank you. Have a good day, okay? Amen. All right. So far, we're having a good time this morning. And, there's more to come. I want to just say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Be the reason someone smiled today. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Amen? Okay. Time to preach words. A message from God. The best part. I stand on the case. The next words you will have the pleasure of hearing after this song selection. It is our very own special Sunday school teacher of our little people and our youth, Sarah Tate McClendon, Associate Pastor Sarah Tate McClendon. So let's just prepare to receive our Associate Pastor Sarah Tate McClendon as she comes in her own way with a word from the Lord. Let's receive her with a warm and open heart. Amen.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord.
Yo, here we are. Let us bow down before the Lord God, our Maker. Let's get intimate, yo. Let's worship him.
Cast down my crown to worship you in spirit and truth. As I see you on the throne, I see your train fill the roof. I'm on bended knees, hands extended, closed eyes. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord the Most High. Woe is me, I'm a man with unclean lips. And I live amongst the people who's on the same trip. Then when Sarah flew to me with coal in his hands, he touched me on my lips, said I was a brand new man. As the foundation shook, he's asking, who shall he send? I said, send me, Lord, I'll commit to faithful men. Sometimes, Lord, I feel like I don't give you enough. The kind of pure joy to persevere when times get tough. So I keep a concentrated relationship fixed on you. I keep my eyes to the hill so I can have a right view. I stand in awe of you, how you measure the earth with the palm of your hand, and yet and still you wanna be friends with such an unclean man. So like John, I fall prostrate on this island of life. I worship you, recognizing you with power and might, glory and light, eternal in sight, blameless and right, creator of life, thief in the night, Jesus the Christ.
I see the Lord seated on the
divine works all around me. I can't get past the evidence, the fact that you're invisible to me is irrelevant. I know you're heaven sent straight to the virgin birth. Gave me a second chance even after man's curse. A third, a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth. You wore my crown of thorns, you took my licks as they spit in your face. Off the cross of sin and you embraced. Now I understand what's the meaning of grace. I war against the flesh, can't wait till the day that you come. Cause every day I'm rewriting Psalm 51. From the weak to the dumb, you make us shine like pearls. Got a new engagement, broke up with that girl named World. The relationship wasn't fruitful, I was Satan's pupil. They told me you was an unfair God, I believe those lies. I know the truth now, cause you've been fair since creation. Man fell and then you gave man emancipation. I know the saying, one sin can make man fall. But with one drop of blood, he can save us all. I'm a living sacrifice, I lay my life upon the altar. I pray to have faith that don't forsake you like a martyr. I have a desire, that's to know you more. I have no choice to live holy, cause I see the Lord. Full of his glory, and the foundations of the threshold tremble at the voice of him who called out. While the temple was filled with smoke, I said to myself, woe is me, for I am ruined, because I'm a man with unclean lips, and I live amongst a people with unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one seraphim flew to me with burning coals in his hands. He touched me on my lips, said my iniquity is taken away and my sins forgiven. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? Who will go for us? Then I said, here I am. Send me.
Amen. Happy Saturday. I am Associate Pastor Sarah Tate McClendon. It's always a pleasure to be with you on Saturday. Thank you again for coming. Let's pray and we will get started.
Lord, thank you for the ability to be able to sit at your feet. We ask that you shower us with your favor, Lord, in any way, Lord. And we ask that you just bless our service, Lord, as you already have. Lord, continue to keep us. And we ask that you continue to be there so that we can praise you, Lord. We bless your holy name, and we thank you again for being a God that is serious, Lord, and yet loving, Lord. And we thank you for being gracious and merciful, Lord. And we thank you again for the precepts and the laws that you've given us to be able to stay aligned with your will. Move me completely out of the way, Lord, and just pour into your people today is what you want them to hear, Lord. And bless every person that was a part of this service, Lord, and bless them for being obedient. Thank you for your love and your grace yet again, Lord. And just continue to keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okie dokie. Again, happy Saturday. I'm Associate Pastor Sarah Tate McClendon, and today I am coming from Romans chapter 6. And so while you're turning there, I want to ask a couple questions. And so the Lord has given me a big task. I was asking the Lord a couple weeks ago and a couple days ago. I said, Lord, here we are, and we're a couple of days away, and I like to keep things on paper organized, right? And the Lord likes to do things spontaneously, and that's one thing that we have to respect about the Lord is that he has his plan written down, and our plan is just a mere gratification for us. Amen? And so with that being said, one of the questions that I want to challenge you with is that what gets in the way of you and the Lord? And there are things that we do on a daily basis. And when I say in the way of the Lord, I mean what things literally get in the way of you reading your Bible, right? What things get in the way of literally taking a minute or two or three to listen to a song that ushers his presence in so that you are filled with his spirit. And so it's not that you don't have his spirit, the Holy Spirit's there, but we have to strengthen our Holy Spirit in so many different ways. And God gives us those ways in his word. And so what gets in the way of you literally reading your Bible and following God's word and being obedient? And so it's a big question, and I'm sorry if you're offended, but God literally, he's no respecter of persons. And so God wants his way. Amen. One of the things that the Lord dropped in my spirit was idolatry. And so I literally was like, whoa, wait a minute. And one thing that I had to understand as I grow in this role as a pastor or youth minister or whatever the case may be when I put a hat on for Christ, one thing I have to understand is that anything that God does not say yes to is an idol in a way. And one thing that blew my mind completely was that not only is it an idol, but it is a hindrance to God himself. Let's read our scripture, Romans chapter 6, and I am coming from verses 12 through 14. Now, we definitely know that when we come up under God and we accept salvation, that we are gracefully broken in a way, but we are given rescue and rescue and rest. And so today I'm going to talk about the five cycles of sin. And when I was studying the five cycles of sin, I said, Lord, what? And so one of the things that the Lord dropped in my spirit after idolatry when I was studying one day was that that is the cycle of sin that we all yield to in a way. Yet nobody's sin is greater than anybody else's sin, and we all deal with different things, yes, but the root of it is idolatry. It is worshiping a God before God. And we know that in the Ten Commandments, God says, don't worship anybody else but me. He even says in Exodus chapter 34, he literally gives them specifically from his word, don't pick up any idols, don't pick up anything from over here, don't pick up anything that does not belong to me, because I want to keep you sanctified, holy, and saved. Amen. And so when you think about it that way, and you're like, oh, okay, Lord, right? But then we remember this flesh that we live in. And so we know that at some point that we are going to give into idolatry, but how much are we giving into it? Amen. The more that you grow in Christ, the less you are giving away to idols. The more that you open your eyes to God's word and you read it, the more God is going to open your eyes to let you see what is an idol in your life. Amen. Okay, before I keep going, because I will never read the scripture. Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 14. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to its lustful desires. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness to be used for sinning. Instead, give yourself completely to God, since you have been given new life, and use your whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you are no longer subject to the law, which enslaves you to sin. Instead, you are free by God's grace. Amen. And so here we see Paul telling us, do not give in. You have been freed from that. I haven't been on Facebook since September, and it's not that I haven't been on there. I've been on there very, 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 very sparingly compared to what I used to be on there. And one of the things that the Lord told me was that you get up and look on Facebook before you get up and even pray, homegirl, and that's a problem for me. And so that's why I asked in the beginning, what gets in the way of the word? When you get up in the morning, at whatever time you get up, is it, first of all, enough time to get in your word? And so we Christians, we do it. We read our Bible every day, amen, right? But do we read our Bible first? Amen? Do we pray first? Even if we do pray first, amen, good for you. Do you pray first before you make decisions with the Lord? Do you consult with the Lord before you do things? Because if you're not consulting, you're functioning in your intellectual wisdom, and that is also a sin. It is some form of idolatry because now you're the God. Amen? Idolatry is the practice of worshiping an idol. An idol is something that has been created, a man-made item. I was studying it. And I said, Lord, wow. Because idols are icons and figures. That was the Google definition. People that are in this world that we look more to, are we checking out, YouTube before we read our Bible? One of the reasons that I asked that is this Youth Sunday, and one of the things that I noticed as a teacher is that we ask, well, how did you, why is so bad? What happened? Did they learn that from you? Are you now teaching idolatry? In 1 John, it specifically tells, children, do not get into idols. It is all over the Bible. And once we know something, we have to know it to be true. We have to respect it to be true. God came down himself to say, don't give in to idols, because he knew how powerful they will look to us, because our eyes are deceiving. Our eyes are flesh. And sometimes we're like, I got the Holy Spirit, he and me, this, that, and the third. But we forget that our eyes are flesh. So before we even open our eyes, we need to be praying. The minute you know that you're awake in the morning, you need to pray before you open your eyes, because that's a gate. Have you prayed that all your gates are blessed and favored? Have you studied and shown yourself approved to God? In little spaces. It don't have to be those real big ones. When you go out and you see something that you know is not right and you have the choice, what do you decide? Do you decide righteousness or unrighteousness? In the Bible dictionary, it said that the prohibition against idols by God set Israel apart from their enemies, sanctification. Sanctification, that's the purpose of being set apart. That's the purpose of not worshiping idols, because I do want you to look different. I know it doesn't feel good to look different, but I want you to look different because you worship the true and living God, not a God that somebody created out of the stuff that I've already created. Amen. In the cycle of sin, the first cycle of sin is rebellion. And so I want to do some Bible flipping. Judges chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. And here we are going to see a phrase that we see attached to Israel and attached to the children of Israel throughout the whole Old Testament. We know that the children of Israel were super disobedient. Amen. And so one of the phrases that is connected to them is that they did right in their own eyes. That's rebellion. Judges chapter 3, verses 7 through 9, and this is in the New American Standard Bible because it's on my computer. So the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and they forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Asherah, which were idols. Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, so that he sold them into the hand of Cush-Rishamith, king of Mesopotamia, and the sons of Israel served Cush-Rishamith for 8 years. But the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up a deliverer for the sons of Israel to set them free, Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Jacob's younger brother. In the cycle of sin, you have rebellion, you have bondage, you have repentance, you have rescue, and you have rest, R-E-S-T, rest. So you have rebellion, bondage, captivity, repentance, rescue, and rest. And in Judges chapter 3, verses 7 through 9, we see all five of those, right? We see that they did right what was in their own eyes. They did evil in the sight of of God. That's rebellion. They served God. In anger, God kindled against Israel, gave them to the cushions, that is bondage. They crying out to the Lord, that is repentance. And then they sent rescue, Othniel, and rest comes with all the any judge that comes that God puts in Israel. But then Israel didn't listen to the judges. And so every time they lost the judge, they went back into that cycle of sin. What does that remind you of? Sometimes our lives with some things, right? We know that we aren't supposed to be doing these things, but we won't yield that to God so that we don't repeat that cycle of sin. And it blew my mind when I taught this in my classroom. That's where I originally got this from. I taught in my classroom, and I said, Lord, we always in the cycle of sin. He said, yeah, I know. That's why I want you to yield everything to me, because you're always in the cycle of sin. Something that you love with your flesh is going to trap you in a space from the pit of hell. Then you are going to be in a space that feels like the pit of hell, and you're going to ask God to remove it. But why does it take all of that? That's the thing that God gave me. Why does it take for you to do something you're not supposed to do for you to learn to worship me? Why can't you be in a space where you're always yielding it to me? And don't get me wrong, y'all. This for me. This completely for me. I got some things that I just won't let the Lord have sometimes because it's mine, right? But it's not yours. It already is. It's your bondage. It's your rebellion. You stay in this cycle of sin. Go ahead, because I'm holy, and that's not of me. Amen? Amen. In Egypt, he defeated those false gods. When we saw him do the plagues, that was him defeating and making them, I don't want to say a mockery because they're not true. He defeated literally those gods. Two specific gods that stuck out to me that he defeated were when they had the boils. That was the Egyptian god of medicine, Imbotep, the Pharaoh's court magicians to be powerless. He proved them to be powerless. And then when they had the firstborn die, that was Osiris, the Egyptian giver of life, and he proved her to be false and powerless. And so God has proven all these idols that we worship to be false and powerless. Idols are usually the root of addiction, and not just those addictions that are tangible. I'm talking about those intellectual addictions, wanting to always be right. Anything that is not the fruit of the Spirit is attached to idolatry in some way, shape, or fashion. It's attached to idolatry. It's attached to a false god that was given to you by someone, introduced to you in some way or capacity that made your flesh, be gratified and not God. And that's what gets in the way of us reading our Bible. And sometimes we're ashamed. I love restorative practices because it says, hey, don't be ashamed. Let's take this thing head on. Let's recreate the narrative in our mind as to what we're supposed to do that is holy, that is righteous. And let's do this again. And that's what Romans says. Hey, don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. Remember who your master is. Remember that you're not bound anymore. Remember that you don't want to rebel. Don't worship that over there. Pick up your Bible first before you open your mouth and complain. That's a me thing, y'all. Before you open your mouth, Sarah, do this first. Because what happens is once you get caught with that, once you get caught up with the root of idolatry, now the root of worshiping something else, not going to God first, now other stuff just roll right in and say, be like, yep, got her. We rolling. Amen. And I always call it a rabbit hole. I always call it a rabbit hole. And I always say that I get caught in the rabbit hole at some point. And the Lord be like, did you talk to me about that? When you don't talk to the Lord about things, that's you saying you're a God. One of the things I was talking to my dad about the other day, and I told him, I said, I get really afraid when people call themselves God. Like, even the little G's. I don't even want to be a little G. He demolished them. I don't want to be on the side of nothing that God demolishes. I want to be on the side where God, like, you need some more? You said, here you go. I don't want to be a little G. I don't even want to be known with the little G's. I don't want to be associated with them. And so it's not that I'm attacking people's beliefs or anything like that. It's the fact that I understand reverence and respect for God. And he don't even want you calling yourself a little G. He wants you to call yourself a mego deo, an image of him. He wants you to say, I'm abiding in Christ, so I want to look like Christ. That's what he wants you to say. Amen? All right. Jesus' perspective about false gods. So I was reading in Matthew when Jesus came in riding on a donkey, and I was like, yeah, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then I kept going, and that's when he was turning over tables in the temple because they were disrespecting God. They were doing what was right in their own eyes inside of the temple. And I said, oh, well, there's my answer. Of course he didn't support idolatry. I knew that already. But I wanted to read it for myself how he felt about idolatry. And look what he did. He demolished it too. And so God gave him the authority to go in there and say, no, this is not right. You will not worship these idols inside of this temple. Sometimes we associate ourselves with spaces where we know that Jesus is saying, this ain't got nothing to do with me. You need to go and go mind your business with me somewhere. And the more that we do what is right in our eyes, the more we are going to get caught in that cycle. The Lord gives us what we need to not get caught in the cycle, y'all. And don't get me wrong. We are going to be attached to some part of a cycle for as long as we walk the earth because of our flesh. But how big is the cycle and how long is the cycle for you? The minute that you realize that you are thinking about rebelling, remember the bondage comes next, so you need to jump to repentance. Lord, wait, here. My bad, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to complain. I didn't mean to. Because honestly, the bondage has already started because you already thinking about rebelling. And so that's how fast it comes. And the Lord wants you to understand that. And that's why he warns you, and he says, Don't get caught up. He could have got himself in Exodus again and said, don't get caught up. Don't do nothing that nobody else is doing because I want you to look different. I want you to be sanctified. You look different for a reason. I watched my sister grow over the last couple months, and we have these conversations, of course, behind closed doors as sisters, and there's so much encouragement that happens between us that it's amazing because years back that wasn't happening, and I'm going to be honest. And we've learned that we have to put down what we think, and we have to work together to make this work. And it's been working. I highlight her growth to say that it's not easy putting some things down when it comes to the Lord. It's not easy letting God have it and you wait for God to do something. And so her growth has encouraged, and I tell her all the time, your growth encouraged me. I appreciate you. Thank you for helping me all the time. And I want to help her in whatever way that I can possible, even if it's dancing. And so I say that to say that when you see someone that is growing in the Lord, encourage them. Don't put their fire out. Everybody gets in the race at different times. Everybody's not a pastor. Everybody's not a dance minister. Everybody's not that. When you put idolatry to the side and you put what the world says what to do, because that's exactly what it is. That's the world telling you who to worship, how to worship. Worship him over here, and then worship this one, and worship this one, because they all do this. And each of God defeated all of them, so why are we worshiping any of them at all? At all. The horoscope thing blew my mind. It blew my mind. And sometimes you do still struggle with those things. That is something that identifies with my personality, but I also need to identify with God, because that's who created me. That's who did it. That's who created me. I didn't get into Greek mythology when I was in high school because anything that my spirit was just like, no. And I didn't even know that it was the Holy Spirit wholeheartedly back then. But anything that was just like, that's okay. I was just like, that's okay. Right? And so I was reading something the other day when I was studying about idols creating us and everything like that. And in Greek mythology, there's one God that created it, and then another God put breath into the lungs. I said, see, that's why I didn't do all of that. That's why I got time. Because this over here says, the truth says that this God spoke all of that and then did that. One. And not even need two over here. See, I ain't got time. And so sometimes you gotta introduce yourself to little things so that you believe the truth. You're exposed to things all the time in life. You're exposed to things. You're exposed to idols all the time in life, in this life. You gotta decide what's righteous. You know it don't be righteous. Don't do it. God told you already don't do it. And he says it all throughout the Old Testament. All throughout the Old Testament, Israel gets caught up. And we're talking about multitudes of people. We're not talking about 10, 20 people. We're talking about multitudes of people that get caught up in sin, and God got to keep reminding them to stop doing that. Don't get caught up with the people around you. Who cares what everyone else is doing? That was something that my mother always has to encourage me. She says, you are going to be different. You are going to be different. And I replay her words, and I understand. God probably was saying that through my mama for me, because it was situations where I'm like, I don't have no friends for real, and I'm not doing this, and this isn't happening, and mama this. And she's like, no, you are going to be different. There are going to be things that your friends are going to do that you cannot. Baby girl. Because you have a different light. Your light shines different. So you got to shine it. And you have to be comfortable in that. Sometimes we're not comfortable in just worshiping God. And so that's where, I'm not saying that those addictions come in, but that's where those addictions come in sometimes. That's where depression comes in sometimes. That's where all those mountains that we need God to help us get over, sometimes are rooted in idolatry. The things that we've decided in that mountain is the bondage. Amen? It's rough, y'all. I'm sorry. This is, it's throwing me for a loop all the time. Amen? Then when you go down in Romans chapter 6, you get to verse 20. And it says, in those days, you were slaves of sin. You weren't concerned with doing what was right. And what was the result? It was not good, since now you are ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Choose worshiping God. Don't worship the idols of this world. And as you live, diminish those idols in your mind, comparison to God. Don't even compare them to God. They're not comparable. He defeated all of them in Egypt. All of them. Every plague was attached to some type of demolishing of a God in Egypt that they believed was true. Think about when Moses got there. They said, oh, where's the magicians and the sorcerers and all those things? When I was teaching my fifth graders this, they were like, so God defeated all of those. God defeated all of those. And yet Israel seemed to always keep attached to them. And Joshua, he told him to get rid of them. So we're talking about Exodus to Joshua. Then we get to, now we're in Matthew, all the way to Matthew, and Jesus turning over tables because people are still worshiping other gods in his space. And so we make it personal, right? We are the space that holds the Holy Spirit. We are the space that shines God's light. What gets in the way of your life? And I got stuff too. This told me up this morning. I said, Lord, because I am a creature of habit, if you will, sometimes. But I'm also I get bored easily with routine. There is no getting bored with God. You have to condition your flesh to know that. You have to condition your flesh to have that reference. There is no getting bored with God because he's spontaneous. Yes, he has precepts and rules and laws, and that's because he is holy, and he's trying to get us to align to his holiness. He wants us to not worship our money and our education and our, yes, those idols, yes, those idols. See, we get caught up in those, she's a drinker and he does drugs. And what about you that think you know it all? That is an idol. The idol of knowledge. I didn't get into the God of Egypt. But I just got into the couple that I had because I had to do something else that was more important. But understand that anything that gets in the way of you reading your Bible, that has to be an idol somewhere. That has to be rooted in idolatry. Don't worship any God before me. The Lord knew how this was going to go. The children of Israel still had God's favor, but yet they still kept attached to these things. And so when you think about the world that we live in today and the expectations that our world says that we must have and the things that we have to live the American dream and to do this and to do that, And we really think about it, it's really rooted in idolatry. Worshiping things that are not God. Things that are rooted in God, God himself manifests what he wants in your life. When you yield that thing that gets in the way of God, or you actively are working on diminishing that idol, because it don't happen overnight, let's be clear. It don't happen overnight. When you actively work on diminishing that idol, God blesses you for that. God honors that. When you hide that thing, like Achan did when he hid that thing, that it still gets recovered. And not saying the punishment is worse, but who knows how long that thing has had you in bondage. Even this, the bondage of not being able to to experience God fully. Why haven't I experienced God? I need to feel the Holy Spirit. All of, we are made in God's image. And so maybe the thing that you allow to get in the way of you and your Bible study is what's preventing you from feeling His presence. There were things in the way. There were people put people on pedestals. I am one of those people. I learned that about myself when I spent some time with the Lord. When I, in the beginning of this thing, He said, hey, you have people on pedestals. And that's why your feelings hurt. That's why you get into it with people. That's why you got to tell them what you think about them, because you have put them on a pedestal that might be higher than mine. Let's talk about it. And I said, oh, wait, Lord. My children, my husband in spaces, I can't love him if I don't love God wholeheartedly. You can't love you if you don't love God wholeheartedly. And God can teach you how to love yourself. That's the beauty of it. God is so gracious that He says, hey, if you want to know more about you because I created you in my image, put that stuff down and come over here. Put that stuff down. Listen, y'all, it's moment by moment. It can be a, I put it down forever, but it's a moment by moment thing. I never thought I would not be on Facebook. I never thought that. I never thought that I'd be able to log in and log out. Spending hours, and then the crazy part is, but then other things get picked up along the way. I like talk shows. I watch them on YouTube. And so the Lord is like, hey, you spent too much. That's enough. You have to time yourself like you time your daughters on reading and TV. Time yourself, ma'am. Have self-control. Bear that fruit of self-control when it comes to idolatry. And watch God honor that. Make that fruit smaller and smaller and smaller the more you work on that thing moment by moment. Amen? Amen. I am going to read an excerpt from the Bible Project, and it's Romans chapter 6. And again, this is not to offend or to attack or to persecute anybody for the choices that they make, because there are some choices that I make daily that is just like, the Lord is like, hey, stop and come on. Amen. This is to enlighten and encourage and to motivate you to really think about the things that get in the way of you and the Lord. And I'm talking about people that have been saved for years. There are some things that God has had for you and He's holding. And there's one thing that you won't give away to the Lord that'll open that up. And as a teacher, I know, when you're encouraging students to do their best, you're not going to give them the answer all the time. They have it. You have the resources. I gave you the tools and the notes. You have to study for this test, baby girl. And if you don't know the answer, you got to go study some more. I'll give you a revision. And that's the beauty of God's grace. He lets you revise and revise and revise. And you have to honor that, though. There's work that you have to put in as the student to get that A. Amen? So there's an excerpt from the Bible Project, and it says, this leads right into chapter 6, where Paul reminds the Christians in Rome that choosing to follow Jesus means leaving their old Adam-like humanity behind and entering into the new Jesus-style humanity. And the sacred physical symbol of that transition was the immersion of their baptism. Immersion of their baptism. Their old humanity died with Jesus as they entered the water, but their new humanity was raised with Him from the dead as they came up out of the water. When a person trusts in Jesus, their life is joined to His. And what's true of Him becomes true of them. It's when people accept their identity as new Jesus-like humans that they are liberated to become wholehearted people who can love God and their neighbors. Keep that fire going for God. I ask you to put something down for 3 minutes. Put it down. You don't know what can happen in that 3 minutes with you and the Lord. 3 minutes is a long time. And so I encourage you to actively seek knocking down those pillars that get in the way of God, knocking down that idolatry. Sometimes things are rooted in idolatry. You're trying to figure out what is that? And learned behavior is a generation to generation to generation to generation. You can teach your children to do something, and you'll see it in your grandkids and your great-grandkids, okay? It's going to manifest if you allow it. So let's manifest God's word. Let's manifest God's precepts and his law and God's expectation to be holy and righteous. Let's stop manifesting unrighteousness in these children. In the community, be a good person because you're manifesting something. A child is going to see you. An adult is going to see you. You don't know when that person came to Christ. You don't know how old they are in the Lord. You might be that one thing that teaches them some things about God. So when they're motivated to stop what they're doing, that little piece, maybe it's arguing. Put that, don't quarrel with people. It's me, y'all, I'm telling you. It's the day, moment by moment events, the decisions that we make moment by moment that prove who we're serving. Are we proving God? Are we serving God? Are we serving idols? When we don't respond as God would, that's serving an idol in some way. It's thick. And that's why God gives us that, and he says, don't do it. Amen. He says, hey, he wants us to choose salvation, unbeliever, so that we are covered in his blood from those choices, so we aren't able to repent. When you don't have a relationship with God, when you're not saved and you have not accepted salvation, he cannot extend that grace to you. And believer, don't take advantage of that grace. Because just as he cannot extend grace to the unbeliever, he can limit that grace. You don't want to limit your grace with God. Amen? Amen. All right, let's pray and we can go. Lord, thank you for moving through this space and allowing your word to be made plain, Lord. And thank you for giving us a strong message, but a needed message, Lord. Allow us to continue to look through ourselves and look in those closets and the skeletons that we have all the way in the back, Lord. Come get them. And if we're not ready to deal with them, Lord, prepare us to deal with them, Lord. Send angels to minister to us, Lord. Send angels to minister to our flesh and to our bodies and to our minds and so that we can be prepared to get closer to you. Thank you for everything that you've given us on a daily basis, Lord, and continue to extend that grace, Lord, as we continue to fight the fight. Remind us to put our armor on, Lord, so that we are covered in you as we go moment by moment, making decisions. Are we going to worship you, Lord, or are we going to worship something else? Even if it's ourselves that we're worshiping, Lord, allow us to see that too. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, amen.
Amen. Amen. Associate Pastor Sarah Tate just brought us a message from God about idols. The question was asked, what gets in the way of you reading your Bible? God has blessed us to be here this morning, and he has blessed me with another opportunity to serve. I am Sister Deaconess Rebecca Johnson, bringing the Runner for Christ Ministries announcements for this Saturday online service. If you don't have a church home, we will be happy to have you at our in-person Sunday school tomorrow at 9 a.m. at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Saturday church school has ended, so please join us in Ecorse at the church. Sister teacher, Pastor Janice Tate, will be teaching underwater Bible lessons to elevate your understanding. You will be blessed with new methods to explain your faith, how to be authentic, and lessons in knowing what we believe and also why we believe what we believe. And our in-person Sunday worship service, we welcome you as well at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. And that will be at 10 a.m. Pastor Janice Tate, doing triple-double duty, will bring the word. Immediately following, we will have ordination of four deacons, Amir Jones, Naomi Carter, Mary Tate, and yours truly, Rebecca Johnson. On Monday at 6:30 p.m., Minister Lachelle Anderson holds her Blog Talk radio show called Street Love. So meet her here at the same number on Monday at 6:30. On Tuesday at 4 p.m., Minister Richard Overall will be teaching Training Day. On Wednesday, we'll have our Wednesday night Bible class at 6 p.m. The teacher will be Deacon Eric Reed, and the title of the lesson is A High Calling. On Friday at 7 p.m., we'll be having Bring Back the Family on Blog Talk Radio. Deaconess Kathy Clyburn will continue the discussion on the youth and how to provide resources and help for our young people today, because if we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. And then on Saturday, for our worship service at 10 a.m., Pastor Jonathan Tate will be bringing the word. All classes and sermons are recorded, archived, and free. So if you miss a broadcast, you can catch it on the website. Tithes and offerings. If you would like to pay your tithes or give your offering online, visit our church website at rfcm.org. So that stands for Runner for Christ Ministries.org, and click on the Tithes and Offerings tab. Thank you, and God bless you in advance for sharing with us and those we help. Keep these in your prayers. Mother Marilyn, Mother Persia, Mother Cheryl, Mother Irma, Dorothy Gaither, Deaconess Crystal Crump and Amir Jones, Deaconess Nicole, Nico Gaston. Keela Freeman is recovering from surgery on yesterday, Friday, and Darius Freeman. All our pastors, students, children everywhere, and our government leaders. Also, all the bereaved families everywhere, Sister Deaconess Kathy Clyburn and family in the loss of her niece Angelita's husband, Sergeant Anthony Cox. The Tate family, Deaconess Lisa Thornton and her daughter, Chardonnay. Melanie McIver and Alana, Isaiah, and baby Gia in the loss of their grandfather. A special thank you to our youth participants for today's service, to Isaiah Johnson and Anaja Hunter. Good job. Days for January. We have Mother Irma Miller and Sheila Overall both celebrating on the 4th. Or they did celebrate on the 4th. And then on the 30th of this month, in 3 days, Dorothy Gaither celebrates her birthday. And to all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, happy birthday to you. Please check our website for more information on what's happening at Runner for Christ Ministries. And those are your announcements.
All right, and those are your announcements. Thank you, Sister Deaconess Rebecca. We just thank you for your faithfulness and serving. You know, anytime we ask, you are always there, and we appreciate you. And have a beautiful day.
You too.
Thank you. All right, we have had a blessed service this morning. Thank you, Sarah, for that word. Associate Pastor Sarah Tate McClendon, we thank you for that word. It was a blessing. I picked something out of there, encourage one another, and I'll walk with God. I love that. Always be encouragers. Pastor O, thank you for trusting me to preside over the service this morning. Sometimes you need a break, and we just thank God for that. Take your break. I want to thank our youth for their participation in our service today. This is the 4th Saturday, and so that's the time that we give our youth a chance to participate in our morning service. I want to thank Isaiah Johnson and Anasia Hunter for their participation. You know, this just helps them in their future with public speaking and church etiquette and just knowing how to be well-rounded, okay? We'll just put it that way. And just see the youth teachers. You can see me. You can see Sarah. You can see Pastor Sarah. You can see Naomi, Amir, the helpers, the college students in there that help with the youth on Sunday. You can see them to allow your youth to participate in the service on the 4th. Fifth Saturday doing the proclamation scripture and prayer just for their participation. Okay, just a blessed service this morning. We're going to do the benediction. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all until we meet again. And the whole church says amen. Amen. I'm going to get some God's grace going on here. Everybody have a beautiful day.
It's so easy for me to explain. It was dark.